Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us wherever you're listening in Southern California or worldwide. KPECC.org or on the KPECC app. I'm broadcasting from home today, as I often do on Fridays. We have a jam-packed show the first hour, and then remind you, Film Week comes up at 11 o'clock. We'll hear about a new film starring Tom Hanks, Greyhound, also the romantic comedy Palm Springs with Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, and a new film from Germany that takes us into the Turkish-German community, A Regular Woman. Those and more films to be reviewed coming up on Film Week at 11 o'clock. And we also remember the great composer Ennio Morricone, who died earlier this week, and will play all kinds of his music over the course of the hour. But we begin with United Teachers Los Angeles, the union that represents LA Unified Teachers, calling for school campuses to remain closed once school is scheduled to start the middle of next month. With us is KPECC reporter Carla Javier, who's been joining us. Carla, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Let's start, first of all, with the teachers' position on this. Is this the first district that we're aware of that has come out with its teachers' union with a distinct message not to open campuses?
I don't know for sure if it's the first one that we know of, but I do know that this is a message that the teachers union representing LA Unified Teachers has been talking about throughout this pandemic, throughout these closures. They were vocal about the decision to close schools back in March, and they have been talking throughout this process, throughout the pandemic, about the need to include teachers' voices in the decision of when and how to reopen.
And what has Superintendent Austin Buettner said about the challenge of reopening campuses?
Yeah, in his remarks to the school board and his remarks to the school community, he's talked about how there are a number of competing tensions that they're trying to solve for simultaneously, including the health and the safety of those who work in schools and the students, the learning and education needs of those students, and the impact of maybe not being at school might have on that. And then also the impact on working families who depend on schools to take care of their children while they work, and how to balance these issues that all, of course, impact the school community at large.
All right. And let's talk about some of the problems that the district has to figure out. What are the various options they've been looking at to address those problems?
Well, there have been basically two big categories of options. There's, of course, well, I guess three technically, the return to school entirely, just like the way it used to be, which does not seem like a very viable option that's been discussed much. There's the option of keeping things the way they are, so completely distance learning, which of course has its challenges when it comes to instruction and implementation. And then there's this kind of hybrid between the two. They call it a hybrid model, where students would be on campus for some days or for part of days, and do the rest of their learning via distance learning, online learning, the way that they have over the past couple months.
My sense is, from talking with superintendents of other districts, as we did yesterday with the head of Santa Ana's district, is they would ideally like to offer a hybrid starting next month, where students might return, those whose families are comfortable with it, come in maybe a couple of days a week, and some would do full online instruction, some would do part online, part on campus. But it sounds like, from what UTLA is saying here, they think the risks are too high to open the campuses at all.
That seems to be what they're saying in their statement. Yeah, and it's important to remember, you know, for those who would be on campus in a hybrid model, LA County Office of Ed, the California Department of Education, have both given districts a lot of latitude into what that would look like, but also really emphasize the importance of physical distancing. So keeping anyone who is on campus, you know, physically apart. And trying to do that in a way that would work for kids and for teachers.
And of course, there's so many teachers who are in vulnerable categories, either because of their ages or because of health conditions, which make them particularly at risk should they contract COVID-19. Carla, thank you so much. Appreciate your laying out the very difficult decision that LA and other districts face with COVID-19. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.
KPCC reporter Carla Javier with us. Also joining us, Vice President of United Teachers Los Angeles, Gloria Martinez. She has been a special education teacher for nearly two decades. Ms. Martinez, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
What are the union's concerns about attempting the hybrid model and bringing students back to campus?
You know, our biggest concern right now is that there's too many unknowns. We know that this disease is highly contagious, and we just don't know enough about the role of children in the transmission of COVID-19. And we just don't think that those risks and the unknowns warrant for a premature opening of our schools.
Has the union looked at other districts in other parts of the country that have opened to see what sorts of experiences they've had or challenges with trying to distance students and teachers?
We have, Larry, and at the same time, I don't think I need to tell you this, but, you know, LAUSD is the second largest district in the country, so it's hard to find a comparison across the United States. But we have been working with other locals across the country and even across the state, and we all share the same concerns. Unfortunately, many of them are much smaller and might not have the same concerns that we have in a densely populated city like Los Angeles. But the overall well-being of communities and of students and of teachers and educators seems to be very prominent when we speak to these folks.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised, just given, as you're saying, the massive size of LA Unified and the influence of UTLA, if it might not influence other teacher unions in other districts to take similar stands about coming back to campus. Have you heard, Ms. Martinez, from any of those other unions here in Southern California?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I think that we all, you know, California is so unique, and I think we've been in good contact with a lot of locals throughout the last few months because, you know, these are unprecedented times, and we are all learning from each other, and we all want to pressure the state and the federal government in ensuring that our students and communities are taken care of. But we hope that what we did yesterday and what we plan on doing over the next few weeks really inspires people to not just educators and teachers unions, but also communities and working class folks that are seeing the disparities caused by COVID-19 to really stand in defense of our students, because we're already seeing, you know, some of the threats being made. And so we hope that this is a call for justice for all students across the United States of America.
Gloria Martinez is Vice President of United Teachers Los Angeles. She's a special education teacher and has been so for nearly 19 years. She's a member of the bargaining team of UTLA as well. Talking about the unions coming out against the reopening of campuses this fall, Ms. Martinez, understandable the teachers are concerned about their health and that for many teachers it would not be sound health practices for them to return to physical proximity with students. But you know, what do you say to parents who can't return to their jobs until their students return to school, kids who miss their friends and distance learning doesn't necessarily work for them, and who really need that sort of in-person classroom instruction? What do you say to them with their also legitimate concerns?
Yes, Larry, thank you. That, I think, is the million-dollar question, right? I think one of the things we need to ensure our communities and our students is that this is not an easy decision, and we do not make any of these decisions lightly. In fact, we are we're having a poll today for our members asking if they agree with the direction of the board of directors and the bargaining team in calling for schools to remain closed. So this is not an easy decision. Our members, our educators, they too, you know, long to meet with students, especially our early learners, right? Where this might be their first time coming to school. How do we connect with students through a screen? And so these are all challenging questions, but I think, you know, the first thing we want to say is that the safety and well-being of our students is and will always be our priority. And because of the unknowns, it would be reckless for us to say, let's reopen schools and let's put students in danger and see what happens. We're just not ready to make that call. And, you know, we met with the district. We had a lot of questions. Our members and our parents have been emailing us, contacting us with their legitimate concerns. And we asked a lot of those questions, and the answers were just not to our expectation enough for us to say, you know what, we're ready, we have a plan, we're ready to open in 6 weeks. That's just not the case.
I just wanted to interject, Ms. Martinez, my understanding that with LA Unified and other districts, the parents would have the option, if they didn't feel the safety protocols were sufficient for their kids, to continue with full online learning at home. And I assume that was what LA Unified was also considering.
Right. They've presented a lot of the models that Carla mentioned earlier. And even with the reopening of schools with half of the population attending, we have schools with 1,700 students. And it's hard for us to conceptualize what a room full of 12, 14, or 16 kindergartners or middle school students, after they haven't seen their friends for so long, how we were going to be able to maintain the physical distancing, how we were going to be able to maintain the quick turnaround of sanitation of our classrooms, just the sheer logistics of feeding students while on campus, ensuring that they have, a break in between, but that they're also maintaining the physical distance. Traveling from one class to the other in between periods at secondary schools, and also the investment for mental health services for our students, because we know that many of our students and many of our children are going to come back with some form of trauma because they've been affected by COVID, or maybe not personally, but maybe, just understanding and feeling the weight of society right now. We need more investment into that, and okay, we just weren't prepared to do that.
Ms. Martinez, thanks so much for coming on this morning and talking about this, and the board of UTLA and the bargaining membership asking the district not to open campuses come the fall, and we'll also await the results of the survey of the broader teacher membership to get a sense of teachers in LA Unified. And that'll be helpful with a district this large, second largest in the country, to get a sense of how teachers are looking at this, the potential for campuses reopening in the fall. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye.
Gloria Martinez, Vice President, United Teachers Los Angeles. Also with us is Dean Blumberg, who is Professor of Medicine, Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UC Davis Children's Hospital. Dr. Blumberg, so good to have you with us. I just want to ask you before we break, we just heard from Ms. Martinez of the Teachers Union here in Los Angeles, concerns about the ability of schools to keep teachers and students safe. Do you think that districts can address this and at least partially reopen some campuses next month?
Yeah, I think what this shows is just how important schools are and how much we value schools and school teachers and all school staff and parents. realize the importance of that. The American Academy of Pediatrics has come out very strongly saying that they really value schools, and schools should have the goal of opening with students physically present in school. But many of the issues that Ms. Martinez mentioned in terms of making sure that it's a safe environment, of course, they need to be taken into account. So I think, you know, what I'd like to see going forward is planning, proper planning, making sure that we can open schools safely, and to be flexible. If we can't do it, we shouldn't do it, but we should make some plans.
All right. But do you think that it is, at least in concept, possible to do this safely, that with distance classrooms, bringing back half or a smaller group of the kids, and with teachers keeping their distance, is it possible to keep everybody safe? And of course, for those who are at higher risk, keeping them home.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think it's feasible. I think you can incorporate social distancing. I think kids in pre-kindergarten, for example, preschool, that they could spend times mostly outdoors and do a lot of hand washing. The adults can wear face coverings for elementary school. Also, the distancing, the elementary students can certainly wear face coverings, as well as secondary school students can wear face masks and social distance. And then you could have limitations on things such as avoiding close contact, no singing, no exercising, no physical education, because we know that there's closer contact with those kind of activities. So there's a lot of different modifications that can be considered that I think we can open schools safely.
We also heard from Ms. Martinez her concerns about students being traumatized while they've been out. Is that something with which you're familiar? Is that something that you've seen in your practice at UC Davis?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has been stressful for everybody, and children especially, when they've been home trying to understand why they're home, why they're not able to see their friends and relatives. I think they can be traumatized by this. So I think it's important to realize that. And going back to school can be very important for children in terms of understanding and having classroom exercises and talking about things. Return to socialization will be very useful for children if it can be done safely.
Apparently, Hong Kong made the announcement yesterday that they're going to let some schools close down early because of some new clusters of COVID-19 outbreaks they've had in Hong Kong. We'll continue with Dr. Dean Blumberg. He's UC Davis Children's Hospital Professor of Medicine and Chief of the Children's Hospital's Pediatric Infectious Disease Program. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, and Dr. Blumberg, one of our all-star team of physician experts who joins us regularly for our daily updates on COVID-19, and he's available to answer your questions at 866-893-5722, or you can post on the Air Talk Facebook page or tweet at Air Talk. We'll look forward to hearing your questions in just 1 minute.